give us a briefing of what it was that you found out from a Freedom of Information request today.
Well, I found out that E. Karen, colloquially known as E. Karen, the E-Safety Commissioner, Julie Immam Grant, her office has attempted to remove content from Meta, which is Facebook and Instagram, and Twitter that I had previously posted, both in 2023 and in 2024. So it is my opinion that the E-Safety Commissioner should not be censoring any Australian at all that is engaging in lawful speech, at least of all, a sitting federal, duly elected senator in parliament. It's absolutely egregious, in my opinion. So just my opinion, it's gross overreach. And you know what? Perhaps E. Karen should consider maybe stepping down if the government of the day refuses to rein her in. And perhaps she can go back and call the CIA and see if they'll give her that job that they promised her, you know, back in the day. My job as a senator is to speak, is to use my voice, is to represent the people that have put me in that big house on the hill in Canberra. If I can't speak because some unelected bureaucrat takes offense with what I've said, what does that say for our country? Where a bureaucrat of all people has potentially, well, at least when it comes to speech, potentially has the power to shut me up. No one should have the power to shut me up. The only freaking people that have the power to tell me to stop talking are the voters of Victoria if they decide not to re-elect me, if I even decide to contest for next election in the first place, which I probably won't. But that's the only people in this country that has a right to tell a senator what they can and can't do at the ballot box.
Do you have any insight into what was the content that the E-Safety Commissioner's office was trying to censor?
Part of it, I believe, they've redacted most of the letter that they sent to me. But I believe part of it was the incident with Bishop Marmari Emmanuel in Sydney, who was stabbed in the eye. He's okay. Mm-hmm. He survived. He's forgiven the chap who stabbed him. But I shared the video of that stabbing, along with maybe 10 minutes or thereabouts of a monologue about my thoughts on the incident. That's what I shared, and that's what I believe that the office of E. Karen tried to have removed from the internet. An absolutely ridiculous, egregious affront to freedom of speech in this country, an affront to the very institution of the Senate.